You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Time now for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, we spoke at lunchtime because you kindly alerted me to the machinations surrounding a share price of a company called Enterprise Outsource Holdings, which had fallen, I'm sorry, that's a nervous laugh, 28%. Before we get to that, let me give you the JSE's prices as we see them, or the ones that we follow rather. Banks up 2%, financials up 0.9%, industrial shares 0.5% better, retailers nearly 1% to the good, resources 0.75% to the upside, gold shares up nearly 2%, platinum's up 0.5%, and the all share itself about 1% higher, 500 points, 53,920, and the value traded exactly the same as yesterday, 14.4 billion rand. So very, very low volumes, Greg, but interesting trades. I don't want to start with EOH. We'll save that nastiness to the end. Let's talk about Harmony, because Harmony did well today.
Yeah, I get quite a few calls from investors saying Harmony had better than expected. Free cash flow seems to be a lot better. The share price finishing the day up 2% at 29 rand 88. It did see a high of over 30 rand, went to 30 rand 62, and then I think when the US came in a little bit more selling or profit taking. Certainly most of the gold shares nowadays seem to be owned by US investors here.
I tried to find a gold analyst and I phoned around a few institutions. They don't exist anymore, Greg, certainly not in this country. I think all the analysts are overseas.
Yeah, I mean, the name that springs to mind is Peter Major. I think he's gone independent now, but certainly he understands the
mining space. He works for Mergence. I think KD's Corporate Solutions was taken over by a gentleman who owns a company called Mergence. They're based at the V&A waterfront. And yes, Peter Major is very, very good indeed, but he's more diversified than he is specifically gold. I want someone who can tell me about everything about Harmony. I can't find the fellow or the woman.
Yeah, we actually had something similar, someone trying to find an expert as well this afternoon. Quite a few dead ends, really. As you say, not that well analysed locally here. Everyone's looking at banks and insurers these days.
And Nuspers, which is a gaming company. Isn't it sad when we have to think about Chinese people playing games rather than gold miners in the south of Johannesburg? Greg, just give me the history of the Harmony thing, because I like to contextualise. You talk about 30 rand a share, but in the past, where's it been?
I mean, you're going far enough back. I mean, I suppose, you know, the thing is with gold sort of bull markets, you know, they are quite wild. Let me just see if I can get us back to 2009 with my time machine here.
Yeah, 10 years would be great.
Yeah, let's have a look. But generally, things are cyclical, and I mean, the gold price, the rand, all of these factors affect it. Sorry, the system is taking forever.
That's right. While you're doing that, I'm going to write down a few other numbers. But if interrupt me as soon as you can. I'm going to go through the rand and the currencies and the commodity prices as soon as my ShareNet screen comes up, which it has done now. The excellent ShareNet. Have you found it yet?
You know what's really good on ShareNet, and I was just looking at it before it came on air. They've got a section at the very, very top there called Most Viewed Shares.
Yes,
and it gives
I've got
you percent. Yeah, that's excellent. Because obviously, and then, I mean, we're going to circle back to EOH, but that one is 27% of the views. So
yes,
it shows you, you know, it's a very good way of seeing what stocks are in play. You know, if you'd missed the EOH story, you certainly would have picked it up off the website. I've got the Harmony up and running.
Okay, just before you do that, I just want to tell you a little bit about ShareNet as well. They tend to find that they have more visitors during times of strife for certain companies. For example, when Steinhoff first came to the fore as a disaster, they jumped to, I think, 3.9 million page views per month. And the interesting thing about sharenet.co.za is that the average time that people spend on the site per click is around about 9 minutes, which is absolutely unheard of. It's a 30-year-old South African brand and an unsung hero, in my opinion.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the retail investor is not being looked after as well as it should be. Too many people going into ETFs and baskets and all these type of things. I miss the days where clients did their own research. They phoned you up. We shared ideas. They looked at things together. And the ShareNet is probably the way forward for that type of investor. You know, people looking to daily, you know, while they're doing their doctoring and lawyering, they've got this screen running in the background. They can see the top movers up all day. They've got all the sense announcements. So it's very, very good news flow there.
And that's with you with all your screens. I've seen a picture of your desk, Greg. You've got about 12 screens there. And that's without the television, watching the football and stuff. It's amazing. Tell me about Harmony. You've got the numbers now.
Yeah. So, I mean, there were two spikes really, but let's go back to 2009. Then the share was 112 Rand. And then in the middle of 2011, 115 Rand. And then we had a move directly down into the first part of 2015 all the way down to 10 Rand 83, a recovery to 64, and now back around 32. So
115 down to 11, up to 63, and now 30. What a roller coaster!
Really, yeah. And then it sort of prepares home. And these gold shares are lovely, but I mean, they're not for long term investing, really. When you're in a profit, you have to sell them. Mm. It's a difficult space to get your head into. Being invested in gold shares.
Not as difficult as EOH for people that were long of it yesterday. I mean, again, it's a nervous laugh. 28% down. What happened?
Yeah, well, it managed to rally to only 25% down. Hmm. People were listening to the earlier. Microsoft announced, they sent them an email late yesterday afternoon saying that terminating a partnership. And that caused the share price to come fall quite sharply. They did later in the day put out a SENSE announcement telling us, how tiny this relationship is with Microsoft. But the way the market viewed it was Microsoft are walking away because they've seen something which they don't agree with, makes them uncomfortable. And so the market punished the stock. It's going to be interesting to know. That's Stephen McCullough. That's someone I'd like to hear him being interviewed on the show and to get his side of the story.
I'll put it in my diary to give him a call tomorrow. I'm not holding out too much hope, though. Greg, you don't want to make – it's not you're making an enemy of Microsoft, but if Microsoft is with you and then it's suddenly not with you, it does send a signal, doesn't it? I think you've mentioned that.
Yes, I'm just looking at the chart like we did with Harmony. Back in – it wasn't even that long ago, in October of 16, the share was 175 Rand. Quite an unattractive chart, really. This is the side of Mount Everest, really, all the way down to 19 Rand 80 here.
So we've got 175 Rand. When was that? Sorry, give me that date again, because I have to try and soak all this in here, take it all in, rather.
Yeah, that was around October of 2016. So it was not even that long ago.
No, it is. And it's current. It's closing price today?
At 19 Rand 80.
Whew. Almost one-tenth of what it was in October 2016. What an extraordinary destruction of wealth.
Really has clattered down. I actually know someone, and people are going to argue with, but I know him very well, who actually bought the shares at 50 cents, rode it to this 168, and he has sold some, but he's still holding some of the 50-cent price.
But if you looked at it in isolation and said, I bought the shares for 50 cents and now they're 25, people would say, you must be a genius. But, of course, there's another side to the story. He rode it to the 170s.
Yeah, I mean, really, to pay for 50 cents. I mean, and this guy is a hardened old stockbroker, so you would think he knows better. But sometimes fear and greed and all of these things. I remember ringing him, it was about 100 Rand, and saying, You have to get out. And he sort of said, oh, sure, Greg, I'll be selling them tomorrow. And then he never sold.
Yeah. He fell in love with the position, Greg, which is something you should never, ever do. Let's have a look at the top five up and down according to ShareNet. Spar up 5%. There was an AGM. Did something happen at the AGM that came out that influenced the share price?
No, it was a much-anticipated trading update. It came out just before 2 o'clock. We were actually expecting it before the market this morning. To be honest, we were positioned mostly short there, thinking it would be in line with other retailers. But it surprised on the upside. The liquor side that they've got going, those top stores,
yeah,
doing very, very well. And I think the sales were up 19%. So caught the market off guard. And, the share, the low point today was around 189 Rand, finished up 9 Rand 57 or 5%. So you've got the effect of the good numbers and the people which were short having to scramble to cover. But, there's always one or two which surprise the market when you would think they wouldn't.
There's a spa at the Waterkant area of Cape Town. It's got the pharmacy. It's got a really, really good deli. It's got a hardware store. And next door to it, it's got the Tops. I mean, it's an amazing thing. I mean, you don't need to go anywhere else except for that particular spa. I think they've got it quite right. I'm not saying they're eating other retailers' lunches, but there are certain spa stores that are world class.
Yeah, I mean, for you, all you need is a delicatessen in the bottle store and you sort it.
Yeah, just the bottle store, actually, Greg. After that, we had Imperial up today, Pick and Pay as well, on the coattails, hanging on the coattails of Spar. Ned Core, don't know why, that's up 3.5%. Liberty Holdings up 3.33%. On the downside, Fortress B and Resilient and a couple of other property companies also coming under pressure. Why?
Yeah, I think the Resilient is reporting later in the week. Did make a headline on the business day on Monday. You know, that's ongoing investigation by the FSB or whichever they call themselves now is going to be delayed till July. So it just created a little bit of uncertainty. Fortress in that stable. I wanted to talk about the ups, though. Mm. It's so interesting. You look at Nedbank, and I'm not sure what's driving that. That's up 3.5%. But then you take FirstRand, which you would think – would track that, and that's only up 0.63%. So I had some of my traders pulling their hair out. Offer, well, we've missed the Nedbank, we'll buy the FirstRand, and it'll catch up, but it never managed to today.
Mm. Okay, maybe a bit of sort of portfolio shifting between the big four banks. Greg, let me just give you a couple of international prices. Dollar rand 13.77, British pound against the rand 17.74, euro rand 15.56, euro dollar 112.95. The gold price up 2 to 13.10, platinum down 2 to $7.85 an ounce. Oil price spiking to the tune of $1.62. Brent crude in London 63.24. Dow Jones up 1% as we closed, and the FTSE up very, very slightly. I watched Donald Trump in El Paso last night, and I think he's getting more and more eccentric, actually. He keeps on making these outlandish claims. He said that someone called Beto O'Rourke is going to possibly be a Democratic presidential candidate in 2020, had a rally in El Paso at the same time. He said there are about 15 people there. In fact, there are about 4,500 to 5,000 people at that thing. I think he's gone loopy.
Yeah, I think perhaps it's just a strain of trying to make America great getting a little bit too much for him. He's not a young man. And, battering all sort of attacks of Twitter and all sorts of things.
He was offered $1.6 billion last year, US dollars, to fortify the walls, or rather strengthen the walls or the fences that are already in place. Yesterday, he hailed it a victory that he's been given $1.375 billion. That's the art of the deal.
But he should name, well, I mean, if he's as wealthy as he claims, he could pay for the wall himself. I mean, that would.
He could name it and everything. It could be the Trump Wall, the TW Express, or whatever you want to call it. Yes, if he claims to have $10 billion, pay for the wall yourself.
While we're talking about construction, I was wondering we might have missed.
Wilson Bailey,
down to 12.5%, gave a trading statement at about 4:30 this afternoon. Some contract in Australia, it looks like it's going to cause the earnings to drop quite sharply. And it just seems like, there's two stocks there. We've got more than 10% falls, two sort of very big counters. And Wilson Bailey, nearly a 7 billion rand company. So that's quite a clattering. It was actually the last of the construction shares that was still looking decent. So they've all fallen now.
Greg, thanks so much for your insight, as always. Brilliant stuff. That's Greg Davies. He's the chief trader at Kratos Capital. He'll be back with us tomorrow. That was the 5 o'clock shadow.